I give you a new commandment, love one another. I sense that we've heard this phrase so often, it's almost the cliche statement of Christianity. Jesus repeats himself constantly about the importance of loving one another, and yet we hear it and go, yep, we know that. It's kind of the hallmark of Christianity. But although we've heard it so much, I want to dive deeply into this, because what Jesus tells us is radical. It's tough. It's strange. To actually have to love each other and to care about each person is a lot harder than we think. And the radicalness of what he tells us, this is the root of all the problems of the world. And for that reason, I'm going to use Pope Francis's latest encyclical, Fratelli Tutti, on brotherly love as the core of this homily, and to help you understand the challenges and why that encyclical is so radical. So in his encyclical, he makes a few important points. His first point was that charity is the root of all social issues. Basically, all social and political issues boil down to charity. If we lack charity, they become a problem. If we have charity, we can solve lots of problems. It's that simple. He goes on to say that charity is rooted in the light of truth. Charity is rooted in light of truth. Think about that for a moment. Showing love to another person makes the truth apparent. We seek the truth, and as much as we are willing to love each other, and as much as we're willing to be charitable, we seek the truth. He goes on further to say that light is freedom and faith. Truth is rooted in freedom and faith. The more we love, the freer we become. The more we show our love, the more truth becomes apparent to the world. The more we're willing to show that truth, charity, and love, the more we show our faith. They're all interconnected in this foundation of charity itself. So what does this look like? Let's put this in practical terms. Let's start with the most basic unit, the family. Most family issues break down because of lack of charity. It's really tough. Family dynamics are rough. They're challenging. I get that. But think about it for a moment. How often do we hold grudges, hold anger against each other? How often do we let little things get to us because we assume the other person should be a certain way? We've been around them enough, we expect them. Why don't you just do that? Why don't you just be that way? What's your problem? And so we don't want to reach out. We don't want to encounter the person. We don't want to come to know them. That's the big challenge that we have. And it starts with such fundamental levels. Family is the most basic we can get. How often do we strive to do something nice but really don't want to? We just don't have the energy. It's too tough. They know better. They know what to do. So that's where we must start. We must start with a unit of family. How do we reach out to each other? How do we show charity? How do we understand what's going on in each other's lives? How do we open ourselves to listen, to engage that, to come to feel the issues the other person faces, that we may love them fully? Because it doesn't get easier from there. From there, we expand into the next level, our society. I know some of you are visiting, so I'm going to use Harlowton, but it works for any city. Here in Harlowton, how often do we walk by someone in the street and just think of them as another person? Ignore them. How often do we ignore people that are right in our midst, not realizing how many issues people are encountering, how often they need help, or how often we have no idea what people are going through? This is the challenge even from the small community of here in Harlowton, and it challenges us. This commandment challenges us to reach out to other people, to let ourselves delve into the mystery of who they are, to listen to their story, to encounter them as people. Because when you go up one level further, it gets even harder. Montana! We're all Montanans. What does it look like on the level of a state, this geographic range? We can start with the identity of who we are. As Montanan people, we have a certain way of living. We have things that we hold in value. And yet we also have lots of fights, especially on the political level. As throughout the state, there's lots of different ideologies, ways of doing things, ideas of how things ought to be. And this is where we start to see a new dynamic. That's dialogue. Charity means to dialogue. If we care about the people around us, we want to enter into conversation. Because this dialoguing, this conversation, leads us to seek truth. Doesn't mean that I'm right. Doesn't mean you're right. It means we want to find what's right. And that's true charity. What is right? What is true? What are we striving for? What is the good that we want? These are the questions we should ask. And so even on a state level, we have to deal with these things. Just went through training yesterday to make some other points very evident. We are number 5 in the nation for the leading, we are 5th in the nation for the most suicides of any state. Kind of sobering when you think about it. What's the simplest solution to help someone who's suicidal? Love them. It's really that simple. What are people struggling with when they think of that? Nobody cares about me. Nobody wants me. Well, that's not true. If we do love everyone, as Jesus tells us, then they do have someone who loves them. And that can radically change their entire life. Just that simple. Let me show you a different side of things. What about our environment? We have a beautiful state. With the mountains and the rivers, the lakes and the forests, we have a beautiful state. Part of loving one another is to actually care for the environment as well. To recognize how our actions affect everything. How a lot of our industry has hurt so many of our rivers. How much of our mismanagement of lands has hurt our forests. How if we don't care for ourselves, then we'll end up using most of our land for trash. We have to be real with ourselves about all the implications of our actions. Loving each other also means loving all the things associated with it. I'll get to that more in a moment here as Pope Francis spoke more eloquently about that. So moving on from our state, we get to the next large level, our country. 50 states united? Not really. We very much so fight each other. We don't like certain people from certain states. We fight against each other and say, you're not this, you're that, all these different things, ideological conflicts. Where do they come from? This fighter mentality. I'm going to win. I'm going to beat you all. My party's best. That's not really the Christian attitude. And Pope Francis calls it out. So does Jesus. What is the good? What are we striving for? What is the truth? These questions we should be asking on a country level and working together to start the conversations on a local level and build up from there so that people can live in peace. We can see justice again. We can see what it's like to live truth. This is our goal. This is what we should be striving for. This is what it means to love one another. Let's expand one level further. I can't go much further because there's no one outside the world. So, the globe, our world. How often do we know what's happening in the world? Like, really know? We are in the most unprecedented age of our time, in that the age of globalization has put us in contact with pretty much every person we want across the globe. We know what's going on to some extent. We know of wars, we know of problems, we know of famine, we know of all these things. But yet, we hear them so frequently, we become desensitized to it. We don't see the people. This is the important part of today. Finding the people, noticing what they're dealing with. Because our actions in this country affect a lot of other people. We economically exploit lots of countries because of cheap labor, so we get cheap stuff. China, India, lots of South and Central America, most of the world. That's a different story. But nevertheless, seeing our actions as affecting them. Environmentally, we ship a lot of our trash to other places that can't deal with it, polluting their rivers and oceans and streams. What about us? We can't divorce ourselves from the rest of the world. We are part of this whole globe. And to recognize that everyone is affected gives us a sense of solidarity. Reminds us, as Pope Francis said so eloquently, we are all brothers and sisters. We share a common home. We need some sort of fraternal love to heal the world once again. I remember a while ago I was reading an article about a priest from Alaska who read an article about a priest from Nicaragua who had been martyred. And he rejoiced over it because he said, by reading this article, I am connected with my brother priest, even though I've never met him, from a country I've never been to. What an age we live in that I know he was martyred and can pray for him and be connected with him. This is the same thing for us. We, through reading the media, reading news, reading whatever sources you find, are connected with people all over the place, which gives us a great benefit. We can pray for them. We can't necessarily go to every country and meet every person and find out what every issue is, but we don't have to. We have to just be aware enough to realize our primary call. Love means prayer. Love means reaching out. Love means doing what we can. And so I challenge you, take up this command that Jesus gave us. Love one another as I have loved you. Realize that love starts with caring about the people around us, seeking to know what's going on, seeking to understand what's happening in their lives, and entering into dialogue. Because as much as we do these things, we find the truth. We find what's right. We lead to justice. And more importantly, we build our own faith. By loving one another, we become more like Jesus and can be inspired by his example to build our own faith on this reality and realize what that means for us. Yes, it's a challenge. Yes, it's tough, but it also is a beautiful thing and a wonderful thing. Because as much as God has loved us, we must also love in return.